The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Not unusual to have your kids look around and see that the culture standards are lower than yours. That your goals as a parent, the things you want to teach, the way you approach raising kids is different than the bulk of people out there. It is. Very simple that way. If you're raising, you hope, citizens for God's kingdom, then the way you approach this is going to be sometimes rapidly out of sync with the rest of the culture. And your kids know this, and some of them don't like it. Some of them don't like it a lot. So what do you do? How do you convince them that what you're doing is not because you're bucking for Tyrant Parent of the Decade Award, but because you love them desperately? Now, I want to speak a little bit to the dads about this, because what I'm about to say comes more easily to moms, I believe. But it's very important. Powerfully important when it comes from dads. How do you express to those kids on a regular basis that you are motivated by love? Loads of love. And you're not motivated by, I'm the boss, kid, my way or the highway, punk. Well, obviously, there's many, many ways. But one of the ways is I look back on my own fatherhood. And I realize how very, very important this is. Is dads in particular. Moms do it, and they do it a lot. And maybe as a group they do it more than dads do it. Is affection. Physical touch, hugs, kisses. Love yous. I am so convinced of the power of that to get across the message that my standards are different from the culture's, but it's because I love you so very, very much. It gets harder to do when they move into their teens because the teen rules are, Don't embarrass me out in public. Oh, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't say anything. Come on. I'll just walk behind you by about 50 yards and don't turn around and look like you know me. And we have allowed the kids to dictate how much affection we're allowed to show for them, with them, to them, especially out in public. How'd that happen? One of the things that for me was critical as a dad was I did not allow my children to decide when, where, and how much I would show them affection. Not going to happen. My son Pete, my youngest son, went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Louisville, Ohio. His sophomore year, he played basketball. That would make him, what, 16? Before the home games, I'd perch myself somewhere up in the fourth or fifth row of the bleachers, and I'd watch the kids horse around down there on the gym floor, you know, before the game, guys doing what guys doing, snapping each other with towels, whatever. I'd wait for an opening into action, an appropriate moment, and then I'd go down. And I'd go up to Petey, I'd grab him, and I'd hug him. And then, I'd kiss him on the neck, kiss him on the cheek. And it's very important, and I've realized this as a psychologist, very important to be affirming and positive before a game like that. So I would always say, Petey, try not to stink the joint out. And he would laugh. And I asked him afterwards, I said, Pete, did it bother you when I do that? He said, would it make any difference, Dad? I said, no. No, it wouldn't. And then he told me later, a couple of his teammates came up to him and said, I wish my dad would do that. If you're not an affectionate guy, nobody's forcing you to not be affectionate. You can do that. Maybe it doesn't feel at ease, but it will feel at ease the more you do it. It sends such a powerful message to the kids, which is, you got to understand, son or daughter, how very much I love you, what you mean to me in my life. And that softens the standards that you're trying to get across, the way you're enforcing things. You haven't given them a smartphone and they're 15 and they're thinking, how did I get stuck with this Neanderthal? But it's hard for them to deny all the affection coming their way. That's hard to ignore. To this day, my son, he's in his 20s. I'm going to hug him and kiss him almost every time I see him. And I'm Italian, so, you know, we hug and kiss you. You got to watch out. That could mean something to your safety. Message to the dads. It's wonderful to have high standards. It's wonderful to walk counterculturally. It is. But you have an easier time of it if they know how much you love them, and they'll know how much you love them by how much you show it.
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.